Oh no, a car accident.
Are you tired of trying to figure out what to do after being involved in a car accident, especially when this is your first time? Do you know how insurance companies are going to treat you, or your employer, or Social Security, or just a long-term disability plan that you're on? Well, today, tomorrow, and the next day, here on Talking About You with Estra, we're going to investigate what your options are to make your life better and help for you to prepare for what's coming your way after a car accident. So let's get started.
Thank you so much for being with me today, and I apologize for the first start of the show. Harassment and intimidation and hacking is a common place when I start my show. So I'll go ahead and make sure that I get that corrected for you. And also, the insured work plan will be done by the end of February. It's taking a little bit more time, but I want to make sure that when it's done, it's something that is really rewarding for you. So today we're going to go up to taking care of yourself, and that's what we're going to start on today. So thank you so much for your time.
When insurers won't pay benefits, employment comes to an end, or injuries last more than a year, what would your world look like? Do you know who to trust, what to say, or what or whom to believe? Don't have those 3 to 6 month savings for emergencies? Know who's looking out for your best interests other than yourself? This is also a good time to sign up to support insured civil rights legislation to protect those involved in car wrecks. Don't let another individual or family go without the help required after a collision just because an insurance company thinks they can. I'm here and I care. Did you know that people involved in car accidents dealing with insurance companies often receive less than what most injured required to be fairly compensated? Also, this doesn't happen within a reasonable amount of time to allow injured to survive. Many are allowed to live in poverty. Insurance companies should be equal across state lines and provide policyholders fair legislation which applies to all of us. Why? Policyholders should have the right to receive benefits and settlements in a timely response, which helps them live life during the time of injury with peace, security, and safety. Live in Washington State? Stay tuned for a bill to introduce insured civil rights legislation. And why choose insured civil rights? People are injured in car wrecks every day and seeking the help and support promised by their insureds. Months of worry and concern may follow. Will insurance companies pay up? Will employers hold jobs? Is it possible to get by month to month when this is a challenge you're working on? People in car accident don't need additional stress. Most need a safety net, security, time to heal and recover. Extra worries create delays in recovery, an unsettled mind, and questions which add up about what's going to happen next and whether relief will be provided for their injuries. Insured civil rights legislation provides the structure and is designed to protect those with insurance policies by auto insurance, employer ERISA, LTD, STD, both with long-term disability and short-term disability, by the way, Social Security disability, and other insurance of both profit and non-profit corporations. And why is that? Because in typical cases, either short or profit and non-profit treat insured policyholders the same. Why insured civil rights legislation? Because injured can't wait up to 10 years for a settlement that's unfair, and that's typically through a court trial. Injured find themselves living in poverty. Congress supports insurance industry and the lobbyists that pay them. The level playing field of insurance companies and insureds is needed now. Opportunities to be compensated fairly and in a timely, appropriate manner is what insured civil rights legislation would bring. causes delays, denials, and intimidation to eliminate legitimate personal injury claims. Did you hear that? I want to make sure you did. It's about eliminating legitimate personal injury claims, or at least start reducing them significantly from their point of view. Eliminate auto insurance policies with clauses which negatively impact their client's ability to receive settlements. They don't tell you that when you sign on the dotted line. It's only in the fine print, and also after years and years of experiences of being able to take money and keep it that belongs to the injured. In summary, insured civil rights legislation can be defined as the ability of the insured, that means you, to be protected from lengthy delays, denials, or extensive court trials used to cause serious harm in order to reduce fair settlements and intimidate people injured in car accidents. The goal is to provide the assistance policyholders need before incurring significant losses. Agree, insured civil rights legislation should be enacted to protect policyholders from unfair practices so that they receive payment in a timely manner. As you can see how frustrating it can be when you look at Puerto Rico after the hurricane and they're not receiving things in a timely manner. It can cause havoc with your life. And if it's happened to you, you know how detrimental this can be. So go out to hashtag Estra's Radio Show if you'd like, or you can go out to estrascarwreckhelp.com, that's one word, and join me, become a member to help to get this passed, because it will require your help to make things better. So be sure to stop by, join in to the conversation.
Thank you for joining me, Estra, today, and we look forward to seeing you next week when our originally scheduled programs will continue. So have a great Saturday evening. If you're injured and hurt, know that you're not alone. There's a lot of support. Please come out to Talking About You with Estra or estrascaraccidenthelp.com. There's a lot of information and support to help. And also, you can always send me your story at mystory@estracarwreckhelp.com. Again, my story, which is your story, at estracarwreckhelp.com. Thank you.